We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it.
Yeah.
And to institute new government.
A decade since 9/11, jihad when kamikaze. Only proof's a Photoshop picture of Bin Laden's body. Now break down conspiracy, theory or hypothesis. My educated guess, the politics are obvious. From monoliths in D.C. to what you watch on TV. NBC, the Comcast bought from GE. Goes way beyond that to defense contracts. The war on terror gives an endless excuse for combat. The hierarchy doesn't need to justify the battle plan that has us land planes in Iraq or Afghanistan. All they need is scare tactics, visualize an avalanche. Support from mass media, who supplied the cameraman? The average man doesn't see the complicated falsehoods, but y'all should. Still don't mention Operation Northwoods. It's all good, cause I will expose the inappropriate plots from black ops to frame Cuba and the Soviets. Now there's an epidemic, a Middle East and dopeyate. The CIA imported all these opiates and sold me it. Oxycontin, now the Roxy's gotta move to heroin. That mixed with fluoride and water and you're American. American is Verichips, track you with circuitry, surgically compatible with national security. American is litigation and disinformation, while Monsanto controls the Food and Drug Administration. American is kids who eat the GMOs you're giving them, or using school curriculums as a tool restricting them. American as the hero who will never die, teaching kids to think critically instead of memorize. Say A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
Say A-M-E-R-I-C-A. Then plot against your own. The American way. Say A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
Say A-M-E-R-I-C-A. Then plot against your own. It's the American way. Y'all know about the Bushes. Well, let's examine Prescott. A no-Nazi in the notes from J. Edgar's desktop. Next stop, after Hoover sees the Union Bank, he's elected to the Senate. Really moving through the ranks. But there's much more. His son George is about to make it big while he oversees the operatives in the Bay of Pigs. Direct involvement with the coup attempt in Dallas, Texas. He watched as Howard Hunt and Frank Sturgis murdered Kennedy. Eventually, he's CIA director. Let's coordinate while Howard Hunt does Nixon's dirt during Watergate. Formulate a plan, execute it perfectly, then employ the same tactics Hitler did in Germany. Certainly, we could give the Skull and Bones fraternity a pass to commit treason and murder in the first degree. Certainly, we can make this psychopath the president. That mixed with you believe in lies and you're American.
American
as the Great Depression when the stocks fell. An alien flying saucer cover-ups in Roswell.
American
as police who never read your rights or blaming mass hallucinations for the Phoenix Lights.
American
as watching cell phones every kilobyte. A President Obama pissing on the Bill of Rights.
American
as oil tycoons from the West, or the words be the people tattooed on my chest.
Say A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
Say A-M-E-R-I-C-A. Then plot against your own, it's the American way.
Say
A-M-E-R-I-C-A.